Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Dalet. In the first part of the shir, we learn that the Machlokas Rambam Rashba, as to whether Sabek Daraisa V'chum is Midrabanim, which is the Rambam Shita, or Midaraisa, which is the Rashba's Shita, is, according to the Shmaitza, really a Machlokas Amoraim. It's a Machlokas between Abai and Rav Simi, who hold that it's only Dirabanim, and Rav and the Gemara Chulin and Daftes, who holds that it is Daraisa. And that's how the Shmaitza explain their argument. So now we're going to see how the Rashba learns, because the Rashba we know holds Safek Daraisa V'chumras Minat Torah. So how does he learn this sugya? Interestingly enough, it's going to emerge that according to the Rashba, it is also a Machlokas Amoraim whether Safek Daraisa V'chumra is Midrabanan or Midoraisa. However, the Rashba is going to be Mechalek between Safek Habab and Mikre and a Safek Bitolada. A suffix that as to whether something happened, as to whether a certain event occurred, and a suffix that was there all along, a suffix b'tolad. So now we're going to see how the Rashba learns the sugya. He's also going to say it's a machlokas amoraim, but with the Kneich, it's going to be a little bit different than the Shmaitza learn. So now we're in the middle of Perek Dalet, where it starts v'harashba. V'harashba v'chidusha perakama d'chulin kosef sham b'bira nizkar. V'had esvir le'el abay lochiyach. Suffolk lahakel mitumah b'rishus harabim. There, the Rashba asks the kasha on Abaye. Abaye wants to prove that suffolk sakana is more chomer than suffolk iser. How does he prove this? Because he says, "Look, if you have suffolk tumah b'rishus harabim, it's tar. And yet, if you have suffolk mayim megulin." Which is al-sakana, you're not allowed to drink uncovered water, if you're mislipic as to whether it was uncovered. So there we go, l'chumra, we say don't drink it. So you see that suffix sakana is more chumra than suffix isser, suffix tumah b'rishus harabim, you can be mekel, more metaher. And yet, suffix isser, suffix sakana, we're machmer and we say don't drink. So what do we see? We see that suffix sakana is more chomer than suffix isser. That's what Abaye says. Come to Rashba. Rashba frek b'shtag akasha. What are you bringing rayas from suffix tumah b'rishus harabim is tar? Why can't you bring a raya from suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid, which is tamei misuffix? That's a funny thing. Why would it be tamei in b'rishus harabim? Tar, excuse me, in b'rishus harabim. And tamei in b'rishus hayochid? Why is Rishus HaRabim different than Rishus HaYochid? So we must say that Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar out Gzeres HaKosuf. And once it's Gzeres HaKosuf, so who says to learn from that Gzeres HaKosuf? V'azoi, just like we have Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar, and you can learn from there. To be Maker and Sveikis, Mirken Oichlanin from Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYochid, which is Tameh to be Machmer. So why do you, Abaye, want to learn from the Kula of Suffolk Tumah B'rishus HaRabim? Learn from the Chumra of Suffolk Tumah B'rishus HaYochid, which is Tameh. Ayin Sham Zav Yishmaitza B'Shem Rabbeinu HaRavzal. So there the Rashba answers, in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Svira Le'Rabaye, the Tumah B'rishus HaYochid, who the Alfinan Misota. Aval birshus harabim ditor lav misota gemrinon ela mishum dechol hasveikos mutarin svir leilabaye beisser shetalui bemikre habolo afal pi sheein sham cheskes taro. The Shmaitz explains that we have to understand Abaye's limud. You know what Abaye's limit is? He says the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. That the reason Suffolk Tumah B'rishus HaRabim is Tar is not because of Gzeres HaKosuf from Sota. That just like Sota, Suffolk Tumah B'rishus HaRabim, if you're not sure if she was Nitman B'rishus HaRabim, the Sota woman, you have to assume that she wasn't. So too, Suffolk Tumah B'rishus HaRabim is Tar. No! We don't learn from Sota. You know what the limit is? It's because all Sveikas that are totally b'mikre, that we are in doubt as to whether a certain event occurred or not, those cases are mutter min haTorah. If you're not sure if it happened, so it's mutter. And if that's the case, Abaye brought a very good riot from Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim that Chamira Sakanta Me'isura. Because we see Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim. We go l'kula, and it's not out Gzeiros HaKosov. Rather, it is because if it's Safek HaTalui b'Mikra, we're not sure whether Tumah occurred here or not. We go l'kula. So you see that in Safek Isser, Safek Tumah, you may go l'kula. So yet Safek Sakana, you're not sure as to whether this water was Megulam or not. You go l'chumra. It must be that Sakanta Chamira Meisura. And where you get Safek Tumah Birshus HaYochid is Tameh, that is derived from Sota. From Sota you learn Gzeiros HaKosov, that Safek Tumah Birshus HaYochid is Tameh. But that Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim is Tar, that's not Gzeiros HaKosov limud from Sota. That's because of the general principle that Safek about something that's totally bin mikre, we go l'kula. So therefore, why can't we can learn from there a general cloud? That Safek Isser, which is totally bin mikre, we go l'kula. So Safek Isser is l'kula, and yet Safek Sakanta is l'chumra. So it must be Chamira Sakanta Neisura. Uchehai bin dimikvois b'mikva shenimda b'nimtza chaser kol hataros shenasu agabav v'mafreya b'rishus harabim tahoros l'Rib Shimon ve'af al pi she'en shem cheskus tara shima ta'omer hamid mikva al cheskaso v'hashtehu de chaser adarab hamid tamei al cheskaso ve'emar lo tava. So here the Shmaitz is very makatzer. And the Shmaitz and the Vueres fills in the missing pieces. There in that Rashban Chulin, before he brings the teretz of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, that we just mentioned, he gives his own teretz. That Abaye does not hold that Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim is Tar because of Gzeiros HaKosov. Rabbeinu Yonah also says it's not because of Gzeiros HaKosov from Sota. The Rashba first says that I agree it's not because of Gzeiros HaKosov. Rather, it's because of Chazoka that we follow the Cheskas Tara that there originally was. Only in Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid there we learn from Sota that we don't go after a Chazoka to be Metaher. But if you have a Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, there you go after Chazaka to be Metayer. B'Rishus HaYochid, you don't follow the Chazaka to be Metayer because you learn from Sota to be Metame. And that's how Abaye brought a Raya from Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim to call a Torah Kula, that we follow a Chazaka to be Meikel, just like Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim. We go the Kula, we follow the Chazaka. So to all Cheskas Issers, we follow the Chazaka. And don't bring me a riot from Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaYochid, where we don't follow the Chazaka, because that's Gzeiros HaKosov that we learn from Sota to be Metame. However, the Rashba rejected this Teretz, because if this Teretz is correct, then we have a Kasha and Rava, who said that Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim is Gzeiros HaKosov, and you can't learn from there. Does Rava not hold to go after the Chazaka? Rava also agrees that we follow the Chazaka. So therefore, if that's Pshat Abaye, then Rava doesn't make sense. If all Abaye is saying to do is to follow the Chazaka, and that's why we're Metara in Rishus HaRabim, because you're following the Cheskas Tara, originally was Torah, so then Rava would not argue with that. Why then does Rava argue? and say that Safek Tumah Birshus HaRavim is Tar because of Gzeiros HaKasuv, and you can't learn from there? What do you need Gzeiros HaKasuv? Doesn't Rabbah hold that you follow the Chazaka? Why can't Rabbah follow, say we follow the Chazaka just like Abaye does? Therefore, the Rashba brings Nacha Perish, the Perish of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, that Abaye brings a Raya from the Din of Safek Tumah, even in the absence of a Cheskas Tara. Because Abaye holds that all Sfeikas that are totally bim Mikra, we go Lakula, like we said earlier. And that's Abaye's proof, that since in Rishus HaRabim, even if there is no Cheskas Tara, we go Lakula, so we see that Sfeika, that by Sufik, you can go Lakula, even if there's no Cheskas Tara by Sufik, you go Lakula. And yet by Sakana, we see you go Lakhumra, so it must be Chamira Sakanta Meisura. That's a bias proof. And then the Rashba explains, how do you find the Sufik Tuma without a Cheskas Tara? So the explanation is, if you have a mikvah, that's what we read inside. If you have a mikvah that was measured, v'nimtza chaser, and you found that it lacked 40 sons, pasul, but we don't know from what point it became pasul, and it's a nafka mina, lenin taris. Afterwards, you use taris, person who, let's say, went into this mikvah, was osek with taris, with pure things. So Reb Shimon says that if the suffix that came about after the person went to the mikvah was in Rishus HaRabim, we say Tar. And some say, if I remember correctly, if my memory serves me correctly, that maybe when the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim, if not mistaken, it's my focus, is the person dealing with the Taras in Rishus HaRabim or the mikvah in Rishus HaRabim. In any event, that case is a case where there is no Cheskas Tara. Why is there no Cheskas Tara? Because you can't say that you should be mamid the mikvah of Cheskas Malek, like it was before the birth of the Suffolk, and you have a Cheskas Tara. Why? Because against the Cheskas Tara that the mikvah originally had, you have a Cheskas Tuma against it, that the person who was Tovel is Cheskas Tamei before he went to the mikvah. And if that's the case, then Adarabba, let's say Hamei Tomei Al Cheskaso, let's keep this person who went into the mikvah in his status of being Tomei, and the Tvila doesn't help. So you have two contradictory Chazakas. You have the Cheskas Tara that the mikvah originally had, you have the Cheskas Tuma that the person originally had. So that is not a case where there's a Cheskas Tara. Rather, as we do in football, Abdel Al Tafei Abdelos, we cancel out the penalties first down. There's nothing to talk about. We cancel out the Chazakas. And since it's a Chazaka HaTolui Bim Mikre, meaning we're Mesupik, when the mikvah, when it was Kolei, that the mikvah became Chaser, when it happened, did it happen before he went in and after he went in? Therefore, Abaye says, in that case we know that it's Tahor. So you see that a Sufik Haba HaTolui Bim Mikre, Sufik Tuma Birshus HaRabin, when it's a Sufik HaTolui Bim Mikre, it's Tar Wameikil. So it is not because of a Cheskas Tara that we originally had, as the Rashba said. No, the Rashba said that Teretz doesn't hold water, if you will excuse the pun. Rather, because if that was the case, if it was because of the Cheskas Tara that we originally had, then our Rava would agree to that. Rava would not have argued. From the fact that Rava argues, it must be something to argue about. So therefore, what are we talking about? Well, there's no Cheskas Tara. Ah, there's no Cheskas Tara. Now you're already a little bit on shaky ground. We got out of the water. Now we're on shaky ground. There you can already have a machlokes. There Abaye says there's no chazaka. It's a safek haba atalui b'mikra, when the mikra became chaser. And yet, if we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, if the safek tuma afterwards is in Rishus HaRabim, what do we say? We say Tahor. So you see that in cases of Safek Tumah, not because we learn from Sota, we learn Rishus Hayachid from Sota, but Rishus HaRabin, that's Xeris HaKosv, but Rishus HaRabin, we learn from the cloud of Safek Tumah, the Shus HaRav in Tahor, that in Safek Issers, you can be Makel. And that is why Chamirta Sakanta Meisura, because in Safek Sakana, you're not Makel. Whereas in Safek Issur, you see that you can be Makel. Midin Torah, and sometimes even the rabbis choose to be Makel. So that is the Shita of Abaye. So that's what we read. Let's see it inside again. Uvahayim mikvahs, the mikvah shenim that names of chasa, you have the mikvah that was measured and was found to be chasa. Kol ha-tahara shenasu al-gabah, any tahara that were done as a result of the purity of this mikvah, assuming that the mikvah was pure. And then afterwards, tahara were dealt with, pure things were dealt with. L'mafreya, b'rishas harabim, l'nashasu al-gabah, v'mafreya. B'rishas harabim, taharos, if we're dealing with b'rishas harabim, they are taharah according to Rabbi Shimon. V'ahava, b'shen shem cheskas tahara, we said there's no cheskas tahara. You're going to argue there is a cheskas tahara, the mikvah was originally full. No! Shimata omer hamein mikvah, cheskas avashtu the chaser. If you want to say that the mikvah should be established on its cheskas tahara, it originally was full. Adirava fakir, kum fakir, hamein tome al cheskaso. Why don't we be mad at the person and his chazaka for him a little tovah and say that he wasn't tovah? So you have two contradictory chazakas. It turns out then we have no chazaka. And the mela, why are we matayar, tahara, and rishus harabim? When we have a suffix to him, the answer is, because suffix, tali b'mikra, will make him, even if there's no chazkas tahara. V'chaticha, suffix chelet, suffix shuman, shehi asura, she'ein ha-suffix tali b'maisa, elamei oilam, chaticha zu, hoisa, o chelet, o shulam, shuman, v'lo yadanu lo hetir le'olam. So now the Rashba adds, when does Abaye hold that suffix the raisa is going to be usur? That is, in a suffix that's not totally b'mikra. For example, a chaticha, a piece of meat, you are not sure is it chaylev and therefore forbidden la'achila, or is it shuman and therefore mutter la'achila. We are not specific what happened to this piece. Was there any event? Was there any mikra? Adirava, there was no sheen and there was no change at all in this piece. Rather, we're misupik what it was from its origin, originally, from the time it came into existence. Was it chelev? Adir shuma? So that's a suffik where we have to be machmir, because that's not suffik atoli b'mikra. That's suffik habrava tolada. Originally the suffik. And you can't compare that to the other sfeikas we were discussing. Safek tumei b'rishus harabim and a mikvah shenimda b'nimtza chaser. Those two cases are cases of tali b'mikra. Did the person come into contact with tumei b'rishus harabim? When did the mikvah become chaser? These are shailas which are tali in what happened, in an event that occurred. There we would say that the safek is going to be lit Kula. But if it's above, like in the case of, is it Chelev, is it Shuman, there Abaye admits that we go, Luchumra. This is all the Rashba. Shmaitzah doesn't say this. Shmaitzah holds across the board that Abaye holds that Safek Isser is Le, and Safek Tumah is Le Kula and Rishis HaRabim. Safek Isser is Le Kula, and Safek Tumah b'rishus harabim is l'kula. That's the Shmaitzer. But according to the Rashba, it depends. If it's Safek Atali b'mikra, you go l'kula on b'rishus harabim. And you go l'kula if it's a Safek Yisr. And if it's Safek, at least midoraisa. And if it's a Safek, haba, machmas tolada, there you go l'chumra. You can't compare the suffix tumor to the rabbin or misupik. Is there a new tumor? Became the mikvah shana misupakim bishar shasu taras agavim for an ischadish sham mikveh b'chaser. You can't compare neither to the mikvah case nor to the suffix tumor to the rabbin case, because both of those cases are totally mikvah, unlike the chelav shuman case, which is not mikvah, which is toladav. And now, what is Rava's retort to Abaye? No. Hasam, Safek, Tumah, Birshus, Harabim, Ditar. Afal pisha ain't shem cheskes tara laf midina hu ella nehilchasa gemiri la misota ain shem. How did Rava reject Abaye's raya? Because he said, really, Rava was saying that there's no difference between sakanta and isura. And really, suffik isur, we also go to chumra just like suffik sakana, and even if it's a suffik abramat mas mikre. You want to bring me a raya from suffik to mikreshus arabim? It's nishkin raya. Why isn't it a raya? Because the reason we're mitaya suffik to mikreshus arabim is not because suffik abab mikre, a suffik shatawi mikre, is mutter, but rather exeris akasim that we learn from Sota. So we learn from Sota that if it's a suffik, abav achmas mikre, shetalui ben mikre, there we can go lakula. But other svekas, where the pasuk doesn't tell us otherwise, you have to go lakula, minat Torah, even if it's a suffik. Habal machmas mikre. So the only suffix, habav machmas mikre, according to Abaye, any suffix habav machmas mikre, you could be maker. According to Rava, the only suffix habav machmas mikre you could be maker is suffix tuma birishus harabin. But any other suffik, you have to go l'chumra. Even if it's a suffik, habo machmas mikre. So that's the machlo, and therefore normally suffik iser is l'chumra, even if it's ba machmas mikre. So that's the machlokes Abaye and Rav. Abaye holds that, according to the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah, that all suffiks habo machmas mikre are l'kula min haTorah. And therefore, sakana, which is l'chumra min haTorah, is more chamur. And according to Rava, no. Only suffik tuma birshus harabim, only in that case may we go lechumra, lekula, excuse me, because it's exeris hakatsuv that's derived from sota, that if you have a suffik tuma birshus harabim, which is bab, which is the case of bab machmas mikra, you can learn from sota to be mekel. But generally, how do we hold? Generally, we hold, according to Rava, that suffik tuma, haba machmas mikre, suffik iser, haba machmas mikre is aser. And only in suffik tuma, in Rishus HaRabim, we have a special zeris hakasuv that we could be making. So therefore, Rava equates suffik iser and suffik sakona. Both of them are equally machmir. We must go with chumran both. And don't bring me raya, as Rebbe says to Abaye from Suffolk Timur, which is a rabbin. Well, we're making because that's exeris hakotza then. In the Suffolk, Abba Machmas Mikre, we go le kula. Now, Abaye would agree that if it's a Suffolk, Abba Machmas Tolada, we go le chumra. Abaye's whole time is that if it's a Suffolk, Abba Machmas Mikre, we can always go le kula. Bain if we're talking about Tum and Tara, Bain if we're both, or if we're talking about Isser. But if it's a Suffolk, Abba Machmas Tolada, there even Abaye agrees that we go the chumra. But the suffik abam achmas tolada, we go the chumra. Let's continue. Umevur midivrei harashba the gamhu mefarish pluktayu b'sveke dayraisim aser min haTorah. So we see from the Rashba, kumtachois, as they say in the yeshivas, from the Rashba, that he also explains that the machlokas between Abaye and Rava is whether sveke dayraisim is aser min haTorah or not. Ela gehu mefarish la b'sofek abam achmas mikra, aval b'sofek shehu b'tolada l'kulei alma asur min haTorah. But he explains that the whole machlokas is if it's a sofek abam achmas mikra, that Abaye holds you go l'kula, and Rava holds you go l'chumra, except if it's sofek tamar b'sarab. But normally you go l'chumra. Aval b'sofek shehu b'tolada, but if it's a sofek that was born that way, l'kulei alma asur min haTorah. Everybody holds that it's aser min haTorah. The asham talu haba ala suffik muhav de aser. And the reason that the Rashba was compelled to say that suffik should be tolada, everybody holds his aser min haTorah, is because of the din of asham talu haba ala suffik. Because the Rashba says in Chulin there, that if we say that Suffolk is Mutter Min HaTorah always, like, which is what the Shemaitzer wants to say in Abaye, that Suffolk is always Mutter Min HaTorah. So if that's the case, how is it possible that the Torah is Machayiv and Ashem Talui ala Suffolk? That if a person ate Suffolk Chelet, Suffolk Shuman, he has to bring a carbon Ashem Talui. Hi, wait, to your coach. Suffolk is Mutter Min HaTorah, so what he did was Beseder Gomor. So why are you machayim in Hashem Talum? It must be that Suffolk Abba Machmas Tolada is Asur Min HaTorah. Even Abai would agree to that. V'svira leila al-ashba detanoi depligi b'ashem talu lo pligi alo lo asham im be'inen chaticha achas mishtei chatichos aval le'isir min HaTorah v'kulei alma afilu v'chaticha achas. So in order to understand this, we have to go back to the explanation of the Maharit. And as the Mivueres, the Shemaitz Mivueres fills us in, Kidako the Kodesh, that we learn in the first parak of the Shemaitz. There's a Machlokas Tanoim in Krisus, if you bring a Oshem Talui, a Korban, on one Chaticha, and you weren't sure if this Chaticha was Chelev or Shuman, or you need that there be two Chatichas here, and you know that one of them is Chelev. You're just not sure which is Chelev, which is Shuman. So the Maharit explains that this machlokes is contingent upon the famous machlokes whether Suffolk is Mutter Min HaTorah or Asur Min HaTorah. According to the Man D'Amar, you bring an Asham Talui on one Chaticha, he holds that Suffolk is Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore he says you have to bring a carbon, since Min HaDin you are not allowed to eat this piece. And the one holds that you need one of two Chatichos, that one of them is Chelev and one of them is Shuman, and you ate one of them. He holds that Suffolk is Mutter Min HaTorah, and therefore if there's only one Chaticha and you're not sure if it's Chelev or Shuman, you're allowed to eat it, and therefore you don't bring an Asham Talei since you ate it with permission, it was permitted for you to eat it, and only if it's one Chaticha, one out of two pieces, one was Chelev, one was Shuman, there you have to bring a carbon. Why? Because of what we said earlier, Ikba Isura, that's considered Ikba Isura, because you know that there was an Isra here. There, everybody holds that it's Asur Min HaTorah. So according to that, we now have a problem. Because we have to say then, that according to the Rashba, the only one who holds that Suffolk is Asur Min HaTorah is the one who says that one Chaticha, you have to bring an Ashem Talui. Because what was the Rashba's whole taina? The Rashba's taina was, everybody holds, if I may be with Shlomo Carbach for a second, that Suffolk Abba Tolada is Asur Min HaTorah. Everybody holds that. But Lachor, it's not true. Because only the one who says that if you eat a piece, and you're not sure if it was Chelev or Shuman, you have to bring an Ashem Talui, he says Suffolk Abba Tolada is Asur. But the other opinion says that if you eat one piece, then you don't have to bring a carbon. It's only if it's Ikba Yisura. There everybody agrees that you have to bring a carbon. But let's say it's not Ikba Yisura, it's just a regular Suffolk. There the other opinion holds that you don't have to bring a carbon. So therefore it must be that it's, if you see that one piece, you don't have to bring a carbon. So it must be that that opinion holds that Suffolk D'Oraisa is Mutter Min HaTorah, even if it's Abba Tolada. So explains the Rashba that it's not true. Because even the opinion that holds that in order to bring a carbon, you need one out of two pieces, Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos, you need Ikvi Yisura, that's only to be Mechayev a carbon. But what about just merely Isser? Even Achas Mishtei Chatichos holds, even that man Domar, who holds you need Ikvi Yisura, would still agree that if you wait in one piece Suffolk Chelev, Suffolk Shuman, it's still Asur. You're just not Chayev a carbon unless it's Ikvi Yisura. It's still Asur Min HaTorah, even Chaticha Achas, that everybody agrees to. Even the other opinion, even the Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos Mechayev a carbon agrees that one piece is Asur Min HaTorah. He just says that in order to bring a carbon, you need Ikba Yisura, you need Shtei Chatichos. But Isser Min HaTorah, that everybody holds, if there's one piece, is an Isser Min HaTorah. Just the one man down there holds that you bring a carbon even on one piece, one Chaticha, And the other opinion holds that you don't bring a carbon, it's just plain old Asur Daraisa. But Lekulei Alma, Safek, Haba, Nachmas, Tolada, is Asur Daraisa. So that's what he says. Melainin Inavainik. Visvira Leila HaRashba, the Tanai, the Pligi, Basham Talui. The Rashba holds that those Tanoim that argue about an Asham Talui, when you have to bring, does it need to be one Chaticha, one out of two? Lo Pligi, Elo Asham, they are only arguing about whether you're Chayiv a Karbon. In bringing Chaticha, Achaz, Mishtei Chatichas. Whether or not you have you need a Kvisur or not. Aval Isser Men HaTorah, Lekuli Alma, Afilu, Bechaticha, Achaz. But for an Isser Men HaTorah, everybody holds, even if there's one Chaticha, it's still going to be Asur Men HaTorah. So that's the opinion of the Rashba. So either according to the opinion, you have to bring a carbon on one Chaticha. Certainly, Safek Abba B'Talad is Asur. But even according to the opinion, you don't have to bring a carbon, it's still Asur D'Oraisa, just no carbon. V'nimtzeinu l'meidim kam l'chudesh m'divrei HaRashba. Zot l'shmaitza, we can learn a new cloud from the Rashba. The afal gav behu svirale to chol asvekos asurim min haTorah. He holds, the Rashba holds, as we've known all along, that all svekos are asur min haTorah. Right, that's the machlokas we've been discussing between him and the Rambam. The Rambam holds svekos are mutar min haTorah. Rashba holds svekos are asur min haTorah. Hainu dafka savek abav tolada. That's only if it was a born suffix. Avol savek abav b'mikrashin eschadesh. But if it's something as to whether something happened, afal be afagav de'en lo chazaka. Even though there's no chazaka, nami mutar min haTorah. It's also mutar min haTorah. V'kvarka savnu. So he agrees. So the Rashba, we see a Kiddush now. The Rashba agrees that we didn't know before we started learning this parak. That the Rashba agrees that there are cases that you go l'kula if it's a suffix min haTorah. You go l'kula min haTorah in a case of suffix. When is that? Suffix above mechmas mikra. Even without a chazaka. V'kvarka savnu. The kaimalan kabayi rav simi. Udalol kirava. Svir le bere, nami choshin, shem v'magum nekev nikev. And in fact, this is a machlokas, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, between Abaye and Rava. Abaye is the one who holds that Safik, Haba Machmas Mikra, you could be Mekka. So who says that the Rashba agrees with Abaye, maybe agrees with Rava, that even Safik, Haba Machmas Mikra, were Machmir? And Rava holds, Kazachor, as we remember, that the only time we're Mako is in Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabin. We are Mako because it's a special Gzeris HaKosuv that we learn from Sota. But normally Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Asur. And therefore he says Sakana and Isur are on the same level. However, we pass him like Abaya and Rav Simi. That Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Mutter. And that's how the Rashba is passing. And only Safek Haba Machmas Tolada is going to be Asur. Not like Rava, who says that Safek Haba Machmas Mikra is Asur. Like he says that Rechoshe Shembev Makom Nekev Nikev. That when he dug his teeth into the rea, into the lung, or into the stomach, whatever it was, we assume Rechoshesh, that it was all, there was already a hole there, that it's a treifa. No, since it's a suffix, Abba Machmas Mikra, we don't pass him like Rava, and we're Mekel. We don't pass him like Rava, that it was Asur all along. Continues the Shmaitza. V'nich abzeli ashi makshi shama arid l'shitas harashba. The suffix Asur min haTorah, do the Tanya v'Torahs Kohanin. Lo yitamo, mitamei wa vadai, v'enu mitamei ala suffix. So based on what we explain, we can answer the kasha of the Ma'arid on the Rashba, that Safik is Asur, Rashba holds that Safik is Asur min haTorah, and the Ma'arid asked him from a Torah's Kohanim. It says, Lo Yitama, we know that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei Meis, unless we're dealing with the Shiva Krovim, the seven close relatives. Because it says, Lo Yitama. So we learn from there, we learn from the Torah, that he can be Tamei to his seven krovim. We learn from Lo Yitama that you become Tamei on the Vadai, and you don't become Tamei on a Safek. If somebody is a suffik, if it's one of the Shiva Krovin, the Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei to that person. The Itzer of Kuala Mute Sveka. We need a pasuk to be Mamaida Suffik to say, if it's a suffik, if the Kohen is a relative of this person, you need a pasuk to say that it's Asr. So Frekta Marit, Habalaba Mikola Sveka Sasuin Minatora. According to you, the Rashba, this Torah is going on a Shver. All Sveikas are Asr Min HaTorah. Why do we need a pasuk to Asr, a Kohen, to become Tomei to a Sufik Karov? All Sveikas are Asr. The answer must be, says the Ma'arit, all Sveikas are Mutter. And therefore here, the pasuk comes to Asr, not like the Rashba. Ve'aprach. So the Prach answers this Kasha. In Simon Kuf Yud, where there's a lot of discussion of Sveikas. Ve'aprichadish tirates, the Itzterich Kra, l'Sufik Megureshes. The Isla Cheskas Eishasish. Mao Detema Litame Lion Sham. The Prach answers that even though Sufik is Asr Min HaTorah, you still need a pasuk to teach that even if there's a Chazaka Lehet there, the Kohen is still not allowed to become Tomei to these relatives. For example, if we're Mesupik, we don't know whether the Kohen was Megarish's wife or not. We don't know. Maybe he was Megarish. Maybe he wasn't Megarish. So if not for the pasuk, we would say that it's mutter for him to become tamei to her, to this relative, this suffix relative, because we go after the chazaka, the meikara, that she was his wife. So here we have a case of cheskas heter. We have a couple that's married, and we're not sure whether there was a get or not. So in such a case, you would think, if not for the pasuk, that he could become tamei to her. Why? Not because normally sfeikas are mutter, but because we follow the chazaka, and he is a chazaka, that it's mutter for him to become tamei to her. So you're right, you had a sfeik gerishin, but he is a chazaka, he's allowed to become tamei to her. So if not for the pasuk, you would say that now that she died, he could become tamei to her. So for that, we need the pasuk to say no. That with respect to Tumas Kohen, we don't follow the Chazaka, and he's now allowed to be Matame to his wife. However, the Shemites isn't thrilled with the Pri Chadosh's answer. The Kfar Kasav, the Perak Aleph, the Cholecha, the Isla, Chazaka, Oruba, Okarov, Havalei Vavei, the Lo Safik. No. If you have a Chazaka, if a woman has a Cheskas Eishes Ish, so that's a Vada. So here, we can't say that the Pasuk is saying not to become Tomei to her, despite the Chazaka, because we have a Suffolk here, we don't have a Suffolk. Because if she is a Cheskas Eishes Ish, so even though we have a Suffolk Gerushin, it doesn't matter. We follow the Chazaka. The Ma Chazaka Omeret Lanu, the Chazaka tells us they're married. And the Mele, he's allowed to become Tomei to her. And the Pasuk is not saying that he can't become Tomei to her. Because now the Pre-Father says in this case, you don't follow the Chazaka. Shemite says, what are you talking about? In this case, you do follow the Chazaka, because the Chazaka makes for a Vadai. And therefore, he would become Tamei to her, because she's his wife, you follow the Chazaka. So the Pasuk cannot be telling you not to become a Tamei to her, because he would. If it's talking about where there's a Chazaka, you follow the Chazaka. Ulefi manashek asafti, mairi ba'ofen deleka cheskasei shesish. So now the Shemaitza says, we can give an answer similar to the Prach's answer, but a little bit different. It's talking about where there's no Cheskas Eishes Ish. Ukigon de Isra Cheskas Eishes Ish, ali de get Safek Karov La. Now it's not just a case where you're not sure if they got divorced. We forgot that maybe you gave her a get last Wednesday, maybe you didn't. No. It's talking about a case where there was actually a Maisa. There was a Maisa that was Mevato the Chazoka. She had a cheskas eishes ish, and he did a maisa to be mevatel that cheskas eishes ish. He threw her a get, and we're not sure if it was karov lo closer to him or karov lo closer to her. And therefore, if it was karov lo, she's divorced; karov lo, she's not. Since we had a maisa that was done, that isn't reyes on cheskas eishes ish, and the neila. In such an instance, since a maisa was done with mevatel the chazaka, and now you can't follow the chazaka anymore. So it is talking about a case of suffik gerishim, but where there's actually a maisa done, and that weakened the cheskas eishes ish, you don't follow the chazaka anymore. And in such a case, v'avalei suffik abam achmas mikrash and eschadesh, the chagav na suffik mutter. So that is a suffik habam achmas mikrash. Was she divorced by this maisa? Or wasn't she divorced by this maisa? We're not sure about the mikra, how it was. So in such an instance, even the Rashba agrees that safek haba machmas mikra is mutter. So therefore it should be mutter. Normally, safek betolada is asr. But safek haba machmas mikra is mutter. So it's not talking about whether it was a cheskes eishes ish. Cheskes eishes ish, she can be betamidah because you follow the chazaka to vada. But it's talking about where there was no cheskes eishes ish. Because there was a reis in the chazaka. But they were married. And you're not sure if there was a get or not. There was a maisa done that was mevatel to the chazaka. And in such a case, we have a suffix about a mikra. Ah, suffix about a mikra. There even the Rashba agrees that you go lekula min haTorah. And that's why we need the pasuk to say, lo yitama, that only you're telling me on the vada and not on the suffix. Since here there is a suffix. Normally, since it's a suffix, abba machmas mikra, you go lekula. And here the Torah said that we're dealing with suffix tuma, suffix tuma to krovin, you go lechumra. Kamash malan, gabe kohen, says the Shmaitza, la yitama, benu matame ala suffix. Dafka gabe kohen, you become tame when there is a suffix, when only ban vadai, and not on suffix. Why, according to the Rashba, to answer the Maritz Kasha, would you think that you should become Tameh in a case of Suffolk? Sveik is always Lechumah. The answer is because this is a Suffolk about Machmas Mikra. Did he divorce her? Didn't he divorce her? It was a Maisa done here. We're not sure what the Maisa was. So the Maisa was strong enough to be Mivato the Chazaka. So now that we got the Chazaka out of the way, now we're Mesuvik about the Mikra. Was there a Gerushin here? Or was there not a Gerushin? In such a case, you should go to Kula. That's the cloud according to the Rashba. And that's why you need a medrash to tell you. The Torah Sequanim says, in this suffik of Machmas Mikra, go lechumra. So it's not shver in the Rashba like Ma'arit wanted to ask. I, you the Rashba, hold you always go lechumra in case of sveikos. So why do you need a pasuk to tell the kohen not to be become tummy to these relatives? For example, in such an instance of suffik tuma, like suffik. Suffolk relative, Suffolk Krovin. Why do we need a pasuk to tell us not to become tummy to Suffolk Krovin? You always shouldn't become tummy. You always should go to Chumra in cases of Suffolk. So the Rashba would answer, no. This is a Suffolk Abam Achmas Mikra. Suffolk Abam Achmas Mikra, I go to Kula. You should be able to become tummy to the Suffolk Krovin. Like, for example, in the case we brought of Suffolk Eishes Ish. That's mikra. Was there a divorce or wasn't there? Kamash malan. That you're not allowed to. Only on vadei krovim you become tamei and not suffik krovim. So that's how the Rashba would explain. Eladika lemeidak lefizeh b'divrei Rashba shekasav lochiach the suffik atzumen haTorah. So now we have a new kasha on the Rashba. The Rashba you hold that suffik abba machmas mikra is mutter. So now we have a kasha on you from your sugya on chulin. Why? Because it says in chulin, how do we know that you go after the rove? How do you know you follow the rove? And we want to learn from Pesach and Olah that if we don't follow rove, says the Gemara, how is it mutter to be makar of a carbon ola? Maybe this carbon ola has a hole in its brain lining, and it's a treifa, and you're not allowed to bring a treifa, and you can't say that they checked it before, because it says that you're not allowed to check it. V'nisach oso l'ntacher v'lo nitacher l'nisachim. You're not allowed to cut up one piece into two, so you're not allowed to cut up the head and see if there's a treifa in there. So how do you know that you're bringing an animal that's not a treifa if you're not allowed to check it? It must be we follow the Rav, says the Gemara, that Rav Vehemos are in Shreif. And that's why you're allowed to bring it as a carbon without the Dika. And we also bring a rye from the carbon Pesach. How are you allowed to be makar of the carbon Pesach? Maybe there's a hole in its brain lining. The answer is, check it out. No, you can't check it out. Because v'etzim lo sish brubo, you're not allowed to break a bone. So how do you know what's going on inside? Answer, you follow the rope. Most of these animals don't have iron shreifis. So the Gemara proofs from there, you follow the rope. So says the Rashba there, the name of the suffix mutter min haTorah, I'm going to prove to you that suffix is asur min haTorah from this sugya. Why? Because if suffix is mutter min haTorah, eino muchach dazlin an basar rubo. Then there's no raya that you go after a rope. Why? Because maybe we aren't making it here because we're following the rope. Really, we don't follow the rope. So why is it mutter to be makrif this carbon pesach and carbon ola? The answer is because it's a suffix. It's not that we're following the rove and therefore we know it's peseder because it's okay to follow a rove. It's still in the realm of suffix. And sveikas are mutter min haTorah. From the fact that the Gemara here proves more than just sveikas are mutter min haTorah, but that you're allowed to follow the rove, it must be that sveikas are asur min haTorah. If it would just be a case of suffix, so suffix is asur min haTorah, the Gemara is obviously learning. And therefore, if we're makir, it must be because we follow robes. And that's the Gemara's raya. But if you, the Rambam, were correct, that suffix is mutter min haTorah, then we wouldn't have a raya from here at all, that we follow a robe. Rather, you would have a raya from here, that suffix is mutter min haTorah. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring that as a raya, it must be that suffix is asur min haTorah, and that's why the Gemara has to say, ah, but here it's mutter, because you have a rove. So based on this, we have a kasha on the Rashba. Because what did we want to say? What did the Rashba want it to say? In the Rashba we brought earlier, that suffix of Amachmas Mikra is mutter min haTorah. So here also, suffix treifus of Nikev Krum Shel Moach, that's a suffix haba machmas mikra. That's not a suffix haba betolada. That's a suffix, did it become treif or not? So how is he proving from this sugya that suffix is really asur min haTorah and you have to come on to rov? No! The Rashba himself holds that suffix haba machmas mikra is mutter min haTorah. And here we're talking about Shema Nikev Krum Shel Moach. That's a suffix. Did a hole develop or not? So that's a suffix of Amachmas Mikra. So that's that, according to the Rashba, should be mutter. And then the same kasha the Rashba asked on the Rambam, the Rashba should ask on himself, which he doesn't. The Rashba should say, what's the raya from this Gemara? That we follow the rove. Maybe it's the reason we're allowed to, what's the Gemara's raya that we follow the rove because of Ola and Pesach? Maybe the reason you're allowed to be makrib and all in a Pesach is because it's a suffix. A suffix abba machmas mikra, was there a hole in the Krum Shel Moach or not? And suffix abba machmas mikra, you are makrib. And that's why you're allowed to bring it. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says it's only mutter because of rov, it must be that normally even suffix abba machmas mikra is asur min haTorah. So it's not only a lie against the Rambam, it's a lie against the Rashba himself. And yet that's not what the Rashba there says. The Rashba there says, there's a raya for me. Look, sveikas must be asur min haTorah. Because the Gemara here says that the animal is only mutter midin rov, not midin suffik. So it must be, even suffik, from the Rashba there would come out, that even suffik abba machmas mikra is asur. And there, that's why in Chulin there he needed a rov. And yet earlier on we said that the Rashba writes that suffik at the end of Kiddushin, excuse me, not the end of Kiddushin, from Chulin, there the Rashba in Chulin on Daf Tes says Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Mutter. So you have a steward, Rashba and Daf Tes, the Rashba and Daf Yirah, Rashba and Daf Tes, Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Mutter. because he holds like Abaye. And Rashban, Daf Yud Aleph, Safek, Avraham Achmas Nikra, is Asr. So what are we going to do? And for the Shnaitza, the Eshid, the Hasim Ka'amar, Venech, Hashem, and Nikra, Kum Shalmok, Betolada, Ravalei Kamoch, Haticha, Safek, Felev, Dasim, and Atol, Adasa, Rashban. No. In the Kasha, we assumed that the Treifa became Treif. How? The mikre, something happened, and then there became a hole in its brain lining, and its krumshel moach. So now we're saying, no. The Gemara is concerned that there was a suffix betolad. If there was a suffix b'mikre, that doesn't bother us. That's mutter. But the Gemara is saying, maybe, how you makar this ola, how you makar this pesach? Maybe it was born that way. Maybe it was born a treifa. And if that's the case, how are you allowed to be makrivit? And to that, the Gemara answered, you're makrivit out to rove, because rove animals aren't born that way. And that now works out beautifully with the Rashba, because the Rashba agrees that if it's born that way, it would be treif. And then the Gemara's answer has to be that we follow rove, but if not for the rove, then if it was just a suffix that it was born that way, then we wouldn't be allowed to be makrivit. Because Safek Habab Tolada is Aser. And that's why the Gemara has to be Matarit. You're right, Enechinami. Safek Habab Machmas Tolada is Aser. But if you have a robe on your side, that robe aren't that way, then you can be, then we're Matir. So that's the Gemara's Raya Masha'enken. According to the Rambam, the way the Rashba wants to learn the Rambam, that all spakas are mutter, even safek habah machmas tolada. So, according to that, we would have a kasha on the Rambam. How do you, Gemara, why do you, what's the riot from the fact that you're makriv a carbon that might have been born with a treif, that you follow the robe, that robe aren't treif? It's not because of robe. It's because all spakas are mutter. The fact that the Gemara has to come on to Rov, it must be that not all sfeikas are mutter, that Safek Habah Machmas Tolada is Aser, unless you have a Rov on your side. So that's the Rashba's Raya against the Rambam. Alright, sweetest friends, I think that this has been an Arichus, I would say a long Arichus, but I think that's saying the same thing twice. So we will stop here, and I think Amir Tzashem next time, now he asks a kasha from later on in the Gemara Paraduma, but you don't have to worry about it. There's a happy ending. The Rashba works out. So lemaisa, the bottom line is that the Shmaitza learns that the machlokes Rashba Rambam, whether Safik Doraisa Luchumras Minatora Midrabanan, is really a machlokes Abayin Rav Simi, who say that Minatora you go Luchumra, you go Lakula in Sveikas, and Rava holds that you go the Chumra. And according to the Rashba, it is also a machlokas Abaye Rav Simi against Rava, but he holds a little bit differently. That Abaye and Rav Simi hold that you go the Chumra, if you go the Kula, if it's a Safek Habah Machmas Mikra. And the Rashba says, I only hold that if it's a Safek Habah Machmas Tolada, we go the Chumra min HaTorah. And on that, Rava argues that if you have a Safek Habah Machmas, even Machmas Mikra, again, Rav Simi and Abaye hold, if it's a Safek Habah Machmas Mikra, we're Mekil, Safek Habah Machmas Tolada, we're Aser, we're Machmir, and Rava holds that even if it's a Safek Habah Machmas Mikra, we are Machmir. And we paskin like Abaye and Rav Simi, that if it's a Safek Habah, according to the Rashba, that if it's a Safek Habah Machmas Mikra, we're Mekil. If it's a Safek Habah Machmas Tolada, we are Machmir. So we see then that this Machlokas of the Rambam and the Rashba can really be traced back to an earlier source, where the Rambam would learn it. It's Mamash Machlokas, whether Sveikas are Lekula Chumra Min HaTorah, across the board, Abaye and Rav Simi, Lekula, Rav, Chumra, And according to the Rashba, he paskins that Safek min adoraisa is l'chumra, but only if it's machmas toladim, because that's where Simin Abai hold. But if it's machmas mikre, then he goes l'kula, then he says we go l'kula, because that's where Simin Abai hold. And it's only Rava, whom we don't paskin like, who goes l'chumra, even if it's Safek haba machmas mikre. And based on this yisod, that the Rashba holds, that it's a sub, that Safek haba machmas mikre, we are makil min ha-Torah, he was able to answer, the Shmaitzer was able to answer a number of kashas in the Rashba. Number one, why do we need a pasuk to aser a kohen to become tameh to a karov if it's a suffix karov? Even without the pasuk it's aser? The answer is no, because if there's a suffix, haba machmas mikre. Was there a divorce here or wasn't there a divorce here? So we should be makel, because suffix haba machmas mikre were makel, therefore he should be allowed to become tameh. And that's why we need the pasuk to say, nevertheless, in this particular instance, we have to be machmir. And we also answer the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Yud Aleph. There we prove you go after the rove, if you're not sure if the animal became treif or not. You're allowed to bring it as a karban. Aye, we asked on the Rashba, even without the rove, you hold that if it's a suffix, haba machmas mikre, you could be makel. So maybe it's not rov. Maybe it's because you're makel in all sveikas. And the Gemara says that you are, it's not because of suffix that we're makel, but because of rov. And the answer is, the Rashba would say, because here the suffix is machmas tolada. Suffix machmas tolada is aser, that's the Gemara's assumption. And therefore we need to come on to rov. Was it a treif for mitolada? And therefore we need to come on to rov to be matirit. So we should all be zochem yitz Hashem to learn well, to understand what we learn, and to see the light of Torah, and to spread it to others. So, Mir Tzashem, B'li Neder, B'siyata D'Shmaya, if Hashem gives me the Koach and the Moach, will be Zoche to go on to Perakei. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.